The two children, Esteban and Zia, find out that they both wear the same strange medallion. The Esperanza has crossed the Atlantic, and now the ship is close to the entrance of the Straits of Magellan, where wild seas and strong winds create terrible storms. Mendoza, the navigator, is about to spend 4 days and nights at the wheel.
Excellent. The wind is in the right quarter. Sancho, Pedro, keep the wheel steady no matter what.
The others didn't want to do any steering. They're all too scared.
They're right. This is the entrance to hell. It's dangerous.
And of course, you're not scared at all.
Me? Scared? How could you think such a thing? Me scared? Maybe you're the one who's scared.
Listen carefully to my instructions.
I am listening, Señor Gomez.
Who?
Remember on our last trip, I thought you'd been washed overboard. I searched everywhere for you and found you hiding in a lifeboat.
Shake in the sails! Hurry, the wind will tear them to shreds!
Oh, Señor Gomez, please excuse me. I am truly sorry. Stop whirling this ship about, Mendoza! I am going to get even with him.
Oh,
I do beg your pardon, Señor Gomez. This is not my day.
Mendoza, what's all this? Turning back? Are you afraid? Running away?
Take a look and you will understand.
The wind is strong and favorable, but take a look out there, due ahead of us. Look at that current. If we get caught in that whirlpool, the ship would just splinter. I think we'd better take another route if we don't want to end up as fish food. You agree?
Well, Mendoza, you're a third-rate navigator. Couldn't you try to steer the ship a little more smoothly?
Return to your cabin before your potbelly drags over the side.
By the pestilence!
Mendoza is right. Stay in your cabin, Gaspar. If you fall overboard, no one can save you in this.
That's done it. We're in the straits now. Sancho, Pedro, take turns standing watch and keep your eyes peeled.
Aye, sir.
Oh, Pedro, all right up there. Not so seasick.
It's fine, as long as you're not scared. Have to hold on tight, you see. That's a...
It's tough as old boots. Oh,
Captain Paris, your wine leaves a great deal to be desired, and the rations have been reduced.
Now, don't be too demanding. Our provisions are not unlimited, and we have two more mouths to feed now. Don't forget that.
Yes. Those two little urchins are stealing the food out of our mouths.
How do you do it? You've been at the wheel for two whole days and nights without any sleep.
This is when it begins to be difficult, Pedro. Go and wake Sancho. It's your turn to sleep.
Ah, change is as good as the rest, eh?
Esteban, I'm frightened. Don't worry. You know I'm right here beside you. It's only a little lightning. Oh!
Mendoza! Hey, I think we're heading for a highway!
Hold on, Sancho. We're about to plow straight into it. Here, since you're already awake, give me a hand.
Watch out! We smashed right into it!
Covered with bruises. Oh, the ship's unbalanced. Something must have shifted. Breaking up. It's so beautiful.
Mendoza, what's the situation now?
Clear of the straits at last. We won.
Whoa!
Truly wonderful. He's been up there for 4 days and nights, and only now does he show how tired he is.
Come on, dear.
because of you, Esteban. Without any doubt, you are the child of the sun. The minute that you walked onto the deck, the sun came out. Well, there you are, my friends. Now someone else can steer her to Lima.
Hey, you hear that? Even a clumsy oaf like you can handle the ship now. Let's carry the navigator to his cabin. He must be exhausted.
It's nothing, nothing at all. A couple of hours sleep, and I'll be fine.
All right, you did a great job.
Friends, we are now sailing on the Pacific Ocean. We have come safely through the Straits of Hell.
Yes,
hooray! Mendoza! Hooray, Mendoza! Hooray, Mendoza! Hooray, Mendoza! Hooray, Mendoza!
Long live Mendoza.
Watch your step. He's becoming too popular.
Mysterious Cities of Gold. We'll be back after these messages.
Look, Zia, a fish! And there are more there! Are they birdfish or fish birds?
They are flying fish.
Why do they fly?
When they're chased by bigger fish or when a storm is coming, that's the fastest way for them to get away. Over the years, they learned to do it.
What strange new animals we'll find in this new world. Fish that can fly.
Be careful. Sometimes they fly so high they hit you in the head. If you watch them flying over the ship, it'll make you dizzy.
Yes, that's right.
It's happened to many a sailor. Esteban, it was on this ocean near here that I saved you from drowning over 10 years ago.
And this is where my father...
Yes, I took you from his arms and all at once he disappeared.
You're alive and that you think of me somewhere.
He is alive. I'm sure of it. I don't know why, but I feel it. He is still alive.
Do you really think so?
I think so too, Esteban. Even though I saw him for only a few seconds, I'm sure that a man of his strength would have survived even that storm. I saw his eyes. He was the kind that never gave in. I'll never forget when he handed you to me. At that moment, he pressed my shoulder as if to say, wait, I'm only catching my breath.
Then Esteban, the waves took him away.
He disappeared in the storm. He paid dearly for the effort to see you safe.
These are some me meals.
I'm as hungry as a wolf. Hey, is this all? Sancho, the water smells funny.
Don't make things more difficult than they are already. We have to save on rations. Almost all the stores we had are gone.
When I think of Gaspar and the others stuffing themselves.
And what do? They're always complaining about the foo-foo. About the food. And to make it worse, they get all the bits. Well, the proverb says a snooze is as good as a snack. Have a siesta, dream of steaks.
I'm going to dream of steaks. Zia, what is it?
I don't feel well.
You shouldn't have drunk that water. Wait.
What is it? Where are you going?
I'm going down to the hold to look for some fresh water.
No, Esteban, you mustn't. We have to save water. You know how carefully rationed it is for everybody.
Don't worry. I won't take any of the crew's water. I'll get some from the officers' own supplies of drinking water. Who do they think they are?
Esteban!
Meals are getting worse and worse on this ship, and every day they're smaller.
Huh?
along, you lot. We'll do a bit of fencing. It's good for the digestion. Hip! Are you all afraid of me? You silly cowards! That brat isn't here. No doubt he's planning some new mischief.
Now, where can the water barrels be? Hey! What's making that noise?
If I had this cannon pointed right at Mendoza...
Boom!
Help!
What the devil's that?
Help!
Who's causing all that commotion? Rats!
Mendoza! Come quick!
What's the matter?
Gaspar's putting Esteban in irons.
What?
Senor Gomez... I just got this dirty brat down in the hold. He was trying to steal our food and our rations.
I wasn't stealing. I just wanted some clean water for Zia.
Poor Zia. Well, now that makes it all clear. Zia is as guilty as he is. That right, Captain?
When we are out at sea, everybody aboard must accept discipline and respect rationing.
Hold on a minute. They are only children. It's useless to speak to them of discipline and rationing.
Indeed, sir. Perhaps you are forgetting that these are only stowaways, and if that was enough, they steal food as well.
The fat ones could eat a little less.
Who dares?
Captain Gaspar's rations is 5555 times everybody else's.
Stop it, Sancho. I'm the one who's going to be in trouble. He's looking straight at me.
Who dares say that? Let the coward come forward. I'll finish him off.
It's much simpler to attack children. That's your style.
Huh?
Attacking defenseless children.
One more word and it's overboard you go. All you weaklings. Cowards. Guards! Those two are to be put in the hold and chains for stealing.
Hold, Captain Gaspar.
No! Move along!
No! Let us go! You are no way!
Oh, no!
Zia Esteban. Captain Perez.
Mendoza, now that we are safely through the Straits of Magellan, I shall not make any further comments. But if I may remind you, it was you who said that from now on, anyone at all would be capable of steering the ship. Therefore, I now have no further need of your services. So I must trust that Senor Gomez and Captain Gaspar have plans for you.
And at this very moment, I have waited so long for this day. Are you looking for your sword? Who struck me?
I think you may still have need of my services. A storm is brewing.
Stand up, you scoundrels. Why do you cringe before a lot of flying men?
The wind is rising. It's gale force. There, look, the typhoon is heading straight for us.
If we're caught in it, we're lost.
Everything that moves! Take in the sails!
On guard, Mendoza!
Captain Gaspar, this is no time to start fighting. Lend a hand. Look there!
Captain Gaspar!
Forget everything I said, Mendoza. I beg of you, take the wheel again and save the ship.
What are you doing, Captain Ferris? You just said that Mendoza was of no further use to you.
You may have noticed that the situation has changed. How do you expect us to survive a storm like this without him? Senor Gomez, you agree?
If every time we're in danger we have to rely upon him, I wouldn't rate our future prospects very high.
Mendoza, my friend Mendoza, I appeal to you to help me.
Sancho, Pedro, come here at the double.
Aye, aye, Mendoza, here we are.
Pedro, Sancho, you two. Steady the wheel and hold on, you hear me? Every man to his post. Take it all sails, batten all hatches.
Down sail! Batten hatches! All port all!
What's going on? The ship is creaking and cracking all over.
You mustn't worry. I know till now I haven't protected you very much.
I feel safe with you.
Oh.
Esteban, Child of the Sun, is here with me. I'm not afraid of anything.